It's just been, it's been so fun and so natural for us three to partner together.
I mean, it really rocked us and we almost broke up so many times. But I think what we learned through that season really is how to depend on God.
So I wound up living in San Diego in my van. A series of events that led to that moment. It was COVID, lost my job, a long-term relationship ended, lease was up.
Up in the podcast studio with Tony.
Okay.
Looking a little lonely. Just kidding, Tony.
Tony, you can tell this is going to be the best.
She's just going to say everything that ends in Oni.
Basically.
Everything, Tony. Yeah. All right. All right. So, guys, for this episode, obviously, like, I was just trying to think. I think I normally don't have a goal or agenda, and I still don't have, like, this big goal or agenda, but there's a lot of people that, like, still don't know what I do, what we do, what our team is, and we have this amazing new company launching. So it's kind of a little bit of, I guess, getting people to buy into Esther, Jeremy, and Cody in a way of like seeing our hearts, who we are, what we're building, what we're doing, talking about it, breaking it down, and then just like having fun and talking about business and life. Like, I don't know, like, if you guys feel the Holy Spirit leading you in any way in this, go ahead and take it there. Is that cool? Any thoughts? Anything that you think we should cover?
I mean, what part of the story do you want to tell? Because, I mean, if you want to talk about how the idea was originally birthed to kind of what we were going over out there about the, building the presentation. And, I mean, like, do you want to reveal at that far back or what are you wanting to share?
What do you think?
I mean, I think it'd be awesome, but it depends on how transparent you want to be.
I love being transparent. I'll even talk about how Content Daily wasn't doing so well and how I knew like God was creating a shift, how I was at, I'll even tell like the King's Brotherhood, how I was at the event when I got the text message and I got the invite to the event, and then how what I was going to say, and then you can kind of come in and talk about the presentation and what shifted in that, how fast we did that. It'd be cool to like peek a little bit behind the scenes and show people, then talk about how Jeremy, we were building a relationship, how we went out to La Papa de Gallo. How like in that talk, like this kind of this idea of partnering together, you bring in the sales, your knowledge like came to be. And then like what we've been able to do, the impact we've been seeing it make. Let's talk about where we're going with this. That sounds cool.
Yeah. I'm down for that.
Sounds good.
All right. All right. Well, I'm going to pray us in. Tony, go ahead and roll that camera.
All right. Rolling.
Father God, I thank you for this beautiful woman, Esther, and this amazing man, Jeremy. And the opportunity to have him in the podcast studio today. And Holy Spirit, we welcome you in. We welcome you in. Fill us up. Let this be an anointed conversation. Let it be a Holy Spirit-filled conversation. Father, we pray for wisdom. We pray for wisdom. We pray for understanding and discernment. We pray that today, I actually really pray that the world gets to see the heart behind what we do and who we are. I pray that this is a revealing podcast. Even to my audience, God, show them really who Cody Cottle is and my heart and my mind and my servitude and my team and what we're doing. And just fill it up. Just bless it. Bless it. Bless us. Bless Tony. Bless our team. Bless the relationships, the partnerships. God, we thank you. Like we thank you that you created man, that you created woman, that you created the relationship, that you created love, that you created synergy, that you created convergence. And I just thank you so much, God. Like I just thank you because I am the happiest man I could ever be in my entire life right now. Being in the studio with people that I love, people that I care about, getting to do things that we're passionate about. So I just want to take a moment to thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Ready?
Yeah.
And 5, 4, 3, 2...
Ladies and gentlemen, today is a very special podcast. Today I have two people in the room with me that I love a lot, that I care about a lot, that I get to work with a lot, and we get to do some cool stuff. And, you know, this podcast is, it's a servitude to you. I created this show because I get to have conversations with amazing people and I get to do really cool things. And I always knew from a little boy that I was going to do great things with my life. And I believe that every single one of you can do great things with your life. But I believe in order to grow, in order to be great, we have to have conversations with the right people. We have to learn. You know, the word of God tells us so much about how important people are and relationships are and love and sharpening one another and growing. And, you know, have the honor, I get the honor of doing that. So I created this podcast so you guys could hear those conversations so it could rub off on you. But today I actually am bringing in my business partners into the podcast. You know, Esther's also my girlfriend, but she's also my business partner. And I have one of my best friends, Jeremy, and we've been growing such a strong friendship. He's also my business partner. And my hope for this podcast, guys, is you're actually going to get to learn a little bit more about Cody, who I am, what I do. We're going to talk to you guys today about a crazy story of a business that we have created just in the last several months. I mean, incubation was probably 3 months ago from concept to now being almost a six-figure a month business and how we were able to do that. And my hope from today's episode is you also get to see the power of the relationships, the team you build around you, how we've been able to have success in the marketplace and what we do and really the story, the stuff that nobody shares. And guys, what I think's really cool about this is, you know, you have people that build successful businesses and they don't talk about their story until they're multimillionaires.
Yeah. Right.
We're 3 months into our new venture and we're going to expose and be transparent and talk vulnerably about things, almost taking the audience on a ride. Maybe every 3 months we'll do an episode and we'll continue to take you guys through this journey from conceptualization of idea to multi 7, 8, maybe even 9-figure business.
Come on.
So today I am joined, it was a long intro, I know, by the beautiful, the one and only Esther Galtieri and Jeremy Trinchier. Welcome, guys.
Thanks for having us. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Thank you, Tony. Well, we're going to take a moment to honor Tony, too. Woo-hoo.
Thank you, Tony.
Tony makes me look good. Tony's one of my brothers. I love him. He has his own business, guys. This is his studio that he shoots everything out of. He has a servitude heart, man. You do such quality work, such excellent work. We're talking about partnering in a business together and multiplying these studios and even taking a company I have with what he's built and doing it bigger and better. But none of this would be possible, man, had I not met you.
Thank you, bro. I appreciate you. You know, I love you, man. And it's a blessing for me to know you and to call you my friend, you know?
Yeah, man. I love you too, bro.
I love you, bro.
Yeah, we're going to do one with Tony too. Like, I'm declaring that. I'm going to bring Tony on here. We're going to dive into some stuff because you got an amazing story, bro. All right, well, let's get into today's because I'm getting all emotional over here. And what do you guys think? We take them all the way back?
Let's take them all the way back.
Yeah. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to try, we're going to have fun.
Of time.
The beginning of time.
The inception story.
Yeah, let's talk about it. Because I want to start by telling some struggles that I was going through in business in my life that kind of led to the idea of the company LeadFlow Academy. Down to also, Esther, a vital role that you played that it never would have happened had you not done something. Down to a conversation that I had with you that truly birthed the actual company. Not just idea, but company. So last year, to give the audience some context, guys, I had built a company in personal development called Motivation Everything, and I'd built it to about $150,000 a year, and I was doing good, and I was coaching, and I was speaking, I was doing what I loved, and I was making social media content, and I was attracting people to me, and that's how I was growing my business. And I started having friends come to me and ask for advice with social media and like growing their business and having a personal brand, and I launched a company called Maverick Media. And that company started to grow in my agency in the beginning of digital marketing. I would take on any job just because I want a cash flow. You want a website built? I don't know how to build a website, but I'll take the project on and I'll build the team around it and we'll get it done. And I had the social media stuff and did all these things. And I learned to kind of find my lane, to find my niche. And my niche was personal branding. And I know that people buy people and that they don't buy your brand, they don't buy your service till they buy into you, till they know you, till they like you, till they trust you. So this company ended up rebranding to a company called Content Daily. And what's really cool about that story is Esther and I met and we started dating. And I was working with another company that was actually another podcast studio like this. And we had went from like, you know, $1,500 a month clients and social media management and this and that to upping our offer to like $5,000 a month premium clients, going in with video cameras like what we have here with Tony, high quality content, chopping it up, like the whole production, right? For like $5,000 a month, huge increase in client acquisition. And I remember dating Esther, and I remember we had this client that was an attorney, and I remember I already was kind of feeling like I wanted to branch out and do this on my own anyways. There was just core values weren't aligned with these other people, to be honest, guys in business. And they were wanting to do a full partnership with me. But we were doing more of like a temporary partnership. There wasn't like contract signed. It was more like, you guys are going to do this part as contractors. I'm going to do this part and we're going to serve this premium client. And I had told Esther, like, you know, I really feel like we could do this on our own. And I really wanted to bring her in. And I'm just going to share a lot, you know, because we're not going to hold things back today. And God had given me a vision of me and Esther in business. And she wanted to help this client one day. We couldn't have those guys come. We shot everything on an iPhone and we crushed it. And we got way more traction on social media for that client with that. And the client only cared about the results and the actual outcome from it. And we were onto something. We were losing half of our profit to this other company. And we realized we can go do this. So we did. And I remember taking Esther out on her birthday, and I'm going to say it. I totally got a vision from God in prayer to write Esther a $10,000 check.
This is the first time you're actually talking about this publicly. It's weird.
Yeah, it is kind of weird. Because to most people, that would seem weird. But I'll tell you why, babe. I just saw the greatness in you. And we weren't even dating that long, and to most of this would be crazy. And guys, to give context, like, Esther didn't owe me anything from that. It was more of a sowing a seed into what I saw in her. And, you know, she ended up, I think you saw the reality too of what we were building. And God really blessed us after that. I mean, we started bringing on another attorney, chiropractor office. Like, we started bringing on all these big clients and we started scaling fast. And, you know, we were doing, we launched a new product line. I wanted to coach more. I wanted to speak on stage more. We started doing events and we started hitting like $30,000 to $50,000 months. And life was good. And then I started getting burnout from all of those
events.
Both
of us did. I mean, it was a stressful season. It sounds glamorous, but I mean, I had my own business and that it was just a wild time. It was definitely strenuous on our relationship as well.
Yeah, it was hard, right? Because now we had business mixed in our relationship. And, you know, I think in that, I just knew we had to make a shift. I felt it in my gut, but I was scared of it, right? Because we were having success.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I felt that way throughout the whole experience, to be honest. I'm like, I don't want to be doing social media for the rest of my life. But I knew that we had to be faithful. And I think that was a big contention point in our relationship, actually, that we would argue about, is we both didn't love what we were doing, but we knew we needed to be faithful with it.
Yeah. And be good stewards of what God had given us and multiply it. And we were. But we also were growing weary. And you do grow weary and you have to hold on. And it's interesting, though, because I began to pray to God and be like, God, if you're calling me to something else, if there's a higher and best use of who Cody Cottle is and what you've created me to be, and even Esther and our team, then I need you to direct us to get to that place.
And I was praying my own prayers, like, Lord, let this business fail.
Just praying so against our success over
we
there.
We can do other things that we love.
And it's interesting because the truth is, we went from like $50,000 months to just really having the hardest season I've ever had in business. Yeah. And payroll had increased and lifestyle had increased. And I learned a lot of lessons from that. And at one point I went from like 30, 50K months to, I remember looking at the bank and it's like, man, we only made $8,000 this month.
Yeah.
And I had like $15,000 a month in overhead. Mm-hmm. So I was bleeding $7,000.
Yeah.
And it was tough. And I'm watching my bank account go down and go down and go down. And I just kept praying to God. And I'm just like, God, I know that you're blocking the blessing because your rejection is nothing more than redirection. Mm-hmm. And God, I'm open. I'm a good steward. Show me what you're teaching me in this season, even beyond just humility.
Yeah.
Like, what am I learning from this experience? So we go through our toughest season. And it was tough for me because it was like end of last year and we were coming up on the holidays and all of that. And I decided not to go home and I get to travel and I end up spending Christmas here by myself. And it was a really depressing season of my life. But what I love about God is God bursts the best things out of the toughest seasons of our life.
Yeah.
And I had this event that I was going to, guys, where so Content Daily wasn't doing so well, but I kind of grinded through it. And we picked the business up and we got it back to where it was like, okay, we're profitable. Our bills are paid. Things are going okay. But it wasn't flourishing by any means. And Esther and I had this feeling in our gut where we knew we wanted to do more, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, big time. And I think during that season, God was doing something on the inside of us, honestly, because it was like we were going through a wilderness in our relationship, in our business, spiritually. I mean, we were going through so much during that time, but I could just feel like him stirring a sense of purpose in us, that he was cutting away things so that we could reconnect really with that true purpose. And during that time, I'll never forget, you were going through really big season of burnout because you were just like serving crazy at church. Everyone's pulling on you with the business. You know, you're feeling like you have this imposter syndrome, you know, almost because you're not as successful as you used to be. You don't even want to be doing what you are doing. And like, you were really just trying to find, okay, what do I love doing? What actually gives me life? And we needed to go through that to actually answer those questions.
Yeah, you're so right. And I remember, like, growing up, I always wanted to be a motivational speaker. Mm-hmm. And I remember, and I think I called you and told you this, I got flown into, I think it was Houston, Texas, to go speak at an event. And it's like a high level entrepreneur event. And I'm brought in, I'm the speaker. And guys, like, I dreamed of doing this all my life. Like, people want Cody to come in and teach them, to speak to them, to empower them. It's like, you would think I'd be the most joyful, happy man in the world doing what I always wanted to do. And it was at this presidential suite in this Wyndham Resort, my buddy Aaron's event. And I remember struggling so much to even get up and talk.
Yeah.
Like, I was just like, I don't know what's wrong with me, but I'm so sad. I'm so depressed. And I'm so afraid that that energy is going to translate. And because I've spoken so much, I know how to turn it on. And I gave a great talk, and I get all of the applause from everyone, and you're my favorite speaker and this and that. And I learned all these things, like, people are patting me on the back. And afterwards, people are socializing, going out and hanging out. And you know what I did? I went back to my room and I just laid on my bed and I almost cried. Esther knows I don't really cry. And I just was like, God, why am I so sad? Why am I so depressed? This is the life I wanted. Why am I not fulfilled? Why am I not happy right now? And that was a rock bottom moment of like, I feel like I should be so joyful, but I don't feel the joy. So in that season, we began to seek God hard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it became really getting into the Word of God so the Word of God could get into us, trusting God with our financing, trusting God with our business, trusting God with our relationship.
Yeah.
And man, I'd say that's our biggest growth season we've ever had together.
100%. I mean, it really rocked us and we almost broke up so many times. But I think what we learned through that season really is how to depend on God, you know, and not make each other our source of peace, hope, joy, you know, or the business our source of, you know, of stability and security. But God really became everything to us in that season. I mean, it taught us complete and total surrender.
It did. And we're also going to also get some origin story on Jeremy. So don't worry. Yeah, that's coming because it's all converging to this.
We're building. Suspense.
Yeah. And this is the raw, real, transparent story that most people won't tell you, that I want you guys to hear, because it's success is an ups and downs journey. And you just got to keep going and you got to trust God in the process. So we go through this and business gets okay, but still nowhere near where it was. And I'm at this, I encourage everyone should be a part of community with people that are like-minded and people they want to be like. And for me, that's King's Brotherhood with Nicholas Barely, good friend of mine now, also a mentor. And one of the most expensive investments I've ever made in my life was joining his mastermind community of Christian men business owners. So I could get in the rooms with those guys. We do two, now three retreats a year. And we're at this Wildcatter Ranch in near Dallas, Texas, in this amazing ranch. And I'm there and it's tough too, because that imposter, you know, everyone, I'm very charismatic and I'm a good talker and I've had some success and I'm young and I'm driven. And, you know, I got all these people that are just like, you know, just being so patting me on the back, making, you know, like I could just feed off of like that if I wanted to, but I still felt like I wasn't fully doing what God had called me to do. Yeah. And I'm at that event and I tell these guys, I really feel like God wants me to use my gift of speaking more. I want to give it away to the world more. And it's crazy because all of a sudden I get a text message 5 minutes later from a guy named Carlos, who's a buddy here works with Chris Aguilar. And they're like, hey, there's this event coming up in Modesto, California. And we're thinking of who we want to speak at it. And we thought of you. We'd really like you to speak at this event. Dude, like 5 minutes after. And I just had shared with a brother about how I felt like God was stirring on my spirit to do more of that. So I text him And I'm like, dude, I'd love to. I'd be honored. Get me the details. You know, and it's crazy because I'm flying back and I'm at the airport and I'm like, what do you guys want me to talk about? And he's like, well, you know, we know you're a great speaker. You can speak about anything you want, but we really want you to come in and teach about AI because you've been doing stuff with AI in your business. And I've had a lot of conversation. We were implementing this stuff. We went out to a Las Vegas event. I took a bunch of notes. We began to implement it in our company.
Which that within itself was a massive risk. Because we put all that on a credit card.
Yeah.
We didn't even have the expenses for that trip. I remember you telling me about that. And I was like, are you freaking kidding me? You're going to drop $2,000 to go to this event? And I was like, okay.
Yeah. Go. Yeah. And that's a common theme in my life. I think often in times most people will look at their present reality and say, I'm not going to invest in the event. I'm not going to go in the room with those people because my finances aren't in the best shape right now. I've never had that mindset. I have an abundant mindset. I don't have a lack mindset. I've always looked at Esther and be like, it's fine. We're good. I need to be in this room. This is where we're going to learn the next thing that we need to do to go where we want to go. And it's risky, right? Because, you know, if it don't get a return on that, right, you're in even a worse situation. But I've always taken those leaps. So you're right. That was a tough sign to invest more money like that into that. But because of that, the opportunity that opened up to speak at this event came from me doing that.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. Mm-hmm. And then I remember getting back and telling Esther I'm going to speak at this event. And I had had this other presentation. What was it called?
Evolve Your Business or Go Extinct.
Yeah. So I had this presentation I'd given multiple times called Evolve Your Business or Go Extinct. And I was like, that's perfect to tie in AI and have a portion of what I teach be about artificial intelligence. Mm-hmm. And so what happened with that?
Well, it was like 2 weeks before the event and I'm asking you, hey, have you worked on your presentation? Have you worked on your presentation? You're like, no, I gotta do it. And you just kept procrastinating it. And then we end up like 4 days before the event. And I was like, babe, you know, is your presentation done? And you're like, oh, no, like I've got like 2 slides that I started editing and I'm going to do, you know, the Evolve Your Business one. And I was like, what? You need a whole new presentation for this. We can't just recycle what we've been doing, you know? And so you're like, well, will you help me?
Take notes, gentlemen.
And I was like, under certain conditions.
She bribed me.
I did.
She used her leverage.
I really did. Well, yeah, and it was a good season, you know, where we were figuring things out. There was a lot on the table at that time. There was a lot going on in our business. There were like 3 other business opportunities that you had. So it was, we were working together and, you know, we were figuring things out. But you know, with that presentation, I was like, all right, but you know, you gotta take care of me. I need a back massage out of this. You went out and got Thai food for us because we know we're going to be working late that night. And you came up with a bouquet of flowers.
Good
and
man.
I sat down and went through all of your notes from the AI event and helped you put together the AI Advantage mastermind call or mastermind. Well, it wasn't even the mastermind.
It was just AI Advantage.
It was just the AI Advantage presentation before we even had anything. Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Yeah, and I'm grateful for that.
All right, so we're going to do a pause
here. That
was
the seed.
Before we go to this event, now we're going to pivot over to Jeremy, who's been patiently over here listening to this crazy story. So Jeremy, I want you to take people back a little bit of, you've had a crazy journey. So a little bit of the back story and origin of you and even van life and launching health business and like different pivots that you've made to meeting me, our relationship, to then let's take them to La Papa de Gallo. So take them through that journey.
Oh Lord, where do we start? So we're going back to van life. Okay. Well, long story short, I was born in 1991.
Oh, jeez. In a van?
We're fast forward 1.5x.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So I wound up living in San Diego in my van about 2 years ago. I left a long-term relationship with my then fiance in Chicago, September 2020. And it was just a series of events that led to that moment. It was COVID, lost my job. Long-term relationship ended, lease was up. So I was like, okay, yeah, it's a really cool story. I don't want to go dive too deep into the van story, but basically I went out to Oregon. It was when we were still together And I was talking to a GM at a vineyard that we were hanging out at. It was an awesome, it was like a farm party. It was basically like a party for the local farmers at this vineyard in Oregon. And my then fiance at the time had mentioned to them that I wanted to work a farm. And the GM of the vineyard said, well, hey, you're in luck because we'd love to have you. And we do this thing called Workers on Wheels where you park your mobile home on our property and we pay you to work our land for 2 months out of the year.
Oh, dang.
So like, I swear to God, I'm looking out over the vines, sun was setting, like movie setting. And I'm like, I'm going to be back here. So a month after that, we ended our relationship. 2 months after that, I fly to Salt Lake to buy a van. 3 months after that, I'm on that farm.
Wow.
So it's just a really cool God story in and of itself. But in between that, I actually started going to Awaken Church. That's where we had met. I don't know if we had met in 2021, though. I think we met the following year.
We might have when you came back.
Yeah, when I came back, I think we might have met. But either way, so during that process, I was really obsessed with health coaching, raw veganism, juice fasting, and that's what really changed my life. Is I did a 30-day juice fast, lost 40 pounds, and that's when I found Jesus again, and just discovered this whole path of personal development, philosophy, stoicism, like all that stuff. So I went down the rabbit hole. And I started my health coaching business. I invested in a business coaching program while I was living in the van on a vineyard. I invested in a business coaching program, maxed out a credit card, and I went down the entrepreneurial route. And it was going okay, I would say. And then one day, I had sales calls, and everybody I spoke to, I closed them. And then something happened. One person refunded. Another person stopped payment after 1 month. And I was like, okay, something needs to change here. I think, and then after that, I'm just getting all sorts of objections on every single sales call that I had. And a good friend of mine, Tara Malarkey, both of you, I think, know her, had suggested that I go learn how to do high ticket sales. So she was connected in Cole Gordon's mastermind for his seven-figure selling academy. He's got a big entrepreneur, like high-level mastermind that he runs where they find closers for you. They teach closers, they teach setters, and then they staff them for you for like high-level consultants, agencies, and coaches.
Yeah.
So I got connected with Cole Gordon's team, and I didn't – so most people – I didn't have any closing experience. She was like, Jeremy, go learn how to be a closer and a setter for Cole Gordon. So most people have to pay $8,000 just to get into his pipeline. So I was lucky. I had an in because Tara was in his mastermind and all I had to do was interview. So they accepted me. I got to go into their pipeline for free and they were basically headhunting for me. And after a couple months of interviews, nothing was really panning out. And then finally, Tony Robbins, Dean Graziosi's company, Mastermind, reached out and they said, hey, do you want to work for Tony and Dean? I'm like, absolutely. And keep in mind, I have no sales experience. The only sales experience I had was working the vineyard as a wine tasting associate. And I was the number one wine tasting associate for
I bet you were.
2 out of the 3 months I worked there. But my friend, mentor, Adam Stein, took a leap of faith and then brought me on the team. He's like, dude, as soon as you got hopped on the interview, I knew I was going to hire you, even though you didn't. He's like, are you coachable? That's all I need to know. And most sales professionals, they come in with a notion. They come in like maybe a little arrogant that they know everything about the sales process. Me, I was a blank canvas. So I was a nice person to bring in. And then within only a matter of a couple months, I was the number one setter, got promoted to closer, the only person in the company to ever be promoted to closer. And then a month later, I'm number one closer.
Wow.
And then the company was going in a direction and I decided that I didn't want to be a part of it. So I left and started my own sales training business where I would build out people's scripts, do call reviews and work on their pitches for them. And that was, I found so much joy in doing that. If you would have told me 2 years ago that I would like listening to people's sales calls, I would tell you you're nuts. So then then I started my sales training business and then came back to San Diego. And then you and I started, you know, connecting about business. And we went to, what was the name of the restaurant?
Yeah. So first we went to Solana and we had connected there and we had like deep conversations, different things, and had been building more relational equity. And God kept highlighting you to me.
Yeah.
And I believe vice versa. So then we end up meeting up and going to my favorite spot down in Leucadia.
Wait, actually, let's pause here. I actually worked one of your events.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, yeah. So we had connected a couple of times about business, about potentially working together in some capacity.
Which one was it?
That was the second. So I went to your first event, Evolve Your Brand or Go Extinct. Then I went to your second event. I'm not sure if it was the same brand.
Accelerate Your Influence.
Accelerate Your Influence. And I was working with Esther at the back table. Shaking hands.
I forgot about that.
We were doing closing that day, yeah.
Yeah, so that you came on already. So we were already, like, trying to find ways to, like, work together.
Hold on, my question is, were you living in the van the whole time, this whole period?
Oh, yeah, I kind of skipped ahead about that part. No, I was convinced to part ways with the van. It was hard, but it...
Became a land.
I got an apartment in January 2022.
Okay.
So that's, I wasn't closing for Tony Robbins in the van, no.
I mean, if you were, that's a freaking good story.
Yeah. Number one sales closer. Yeah, I'm in a different city every day.
Yeah, so then we reconnected again. I started going to your events, and then I was your first sales rep for your company.
That's true.
And I remember, like, being in your office with you, and you're like, this is a dream that I've always had to, like, work with a brother.
Now I remember, and you were calling all those applications with me and doing follow-up and everything.
Yeah.
Dude, that totally slipped my mind.
Yeah. So then after that, like, I think life kind of happened, and then we went our separate directions. But then we met up probably, like, 4 or 5 months later at Solana Beach, and we started talking about – I remember you asked me a question. You were like, Jeremy, let me ask you this. Do you want to be the leader of a company, or are you okay with being, you know, a leader in your own way, but not like the president, like chairman, CEO type of person? Like, are you okay with that? And I was like, I don't necessarily have to be the leader of the company. I'm happy because the term intrapreneur is being thrown around a lot lately, and that's okay. Like, working with somebody for a vision that you believe in and just being a part of it. So that conversation actually really got me thinking about, like, do I need to have my own company? Is it a must? I mean, yes, it's cool having your own company. It's like kind of sexy, isn't it?
Kind of like the new rapper.
Yeah.
I feel like it's an accessory for so many people these days. They just throw it around like, oh, I have my own company. But what does that actually mean? You know, you never really know. It's very...
Show me your P&O.
Yeah. It's like, can I see the bank statements?
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, that's when I started really thinking, like, hey, I could work with somebody on a vision that I believe in. Yeah. And that's kind of... Then that kind of spawned into us... connecting. I had actually had already planned on leaving because I got involved in a leadership and an emotional intelligence training, and I'll never forget it.
Tell them.
I'll never forget it. So I come back. So I was bouncing back and forth between Austin and California for about 3-4 months at the beginning of 2023. And at that point, I was month to month with my lease, and my landlord was actually planning on selling the home. So, like, it was like, okay, I have to leave here at some point. And I was bouncing back and forth to Austin, getting really involved in this program and this training. And I come back. I actually cut my hair at that point.
I remember that.
My hair was down to my shoulders.
Samson
for the people that
moment.
Are watching.
Where's your Delilah?
Yeah, it was really funny. A friend and mentor of mine was telling me, he's like, Jeremy, I think you're out of alignment right now. Like, what are you hearing when I say that? And I still had the van. I still had long hair. And I was thinking... I went, like, really philosophical with it. I was like, oh, man, maybe it's like an unworthiness wound or like an He's like, no, cut your freaking hair.
You're in the van, cut your hair.
He's like, you're stepping into this boss, like, you know, field, surrounding yourself with high-level people. I see a God's got a calling on your life.
Yeah.
Cut the hair, man.
I love the way men talk to each other. You just give it straight up.
Yeah. And so I cut my hair.
Women would be like, she should totally cut her hair.
You should pray about it.
Pray about it.
Yeah. All right, keep going.
Yeah, so it was really funny because I was thinking, like, 2 weeks prior, I was probably going to cut it. And then when someone like you love and respect and honor says to do it, you're like, okay, you're probably right. I should cut the thing. But then I come back. It was Easter Sunday, and I see you. And at that time, I was getting ready for a long trip. Like, I was going to Mexico. I was going to Texas and New York.
Yeah.
And then Cody looks at, like, I give you a hug, like, on Easter Sunday. You were there, too.
Yeah, I remember that.
And Cody's like, you better freaking come back. Then you go, you're not coming back. And then sure enough, I leave, and then I wound up moving to Texas.
Yeah.
But then fast forward to June.
Yeah.
I visited you, or I visited, and I was like, this is where I'm going to break the news. I was so nervous to tell you I moved away because we were just starting to build a friendship. And I was like, oh man, Cody's the last person I want to tell that I'm moving right now. But I made a point to like make sure that we got a chance to connect.
Yeah, it was like your goodbye dinner.
It was my goodbye dinner. And we went out to
La Papa de Gallo, Leucadia.
La Papa de Gallo. And then you were telling me what you were up to with the softwares that you've been using for your business. You had found great success in it. And I was like, dude, we got to do something with that. There's something here.
Yeah. And I also like didn't share that part with you guys. We developed a new system that we started using in our agency where we started using AI automation lead flow. So I went to that event in Vegas just to catch them up real quick. And we began to implement this new system where we started generating so much more business than we ever had. We started automating different tasks and we just started lead flowing through social media DMs with the help of artificial intelligence. So I'm telling Jeremy about this. Go ahead.
Yeah. And I'm like, dude, there's something here. Cause at that point you were working with the software, trying to sell the software.
Yeah. Cause I just started like, and Esther had said earlier, all of a sudden, especially like all these doors opened up to me, bro. Mm-hmm. Like we had 4 or 5 business opportunities sitting on the table. And I remember telling Esther, like, which one do we do? Which one do I choose? Like, where do we go with this? So all these little fires started, one of them being the software that we were using and we were selling it. But I was like, man, we can do more with this.
Yeah. And you've been a part of a ton of masterminds, coaching programs. So have I. And just seeing behind the curtain with what Tony and Dean were doing at Mastermind. And I'm like, there's a lot of these coaching programs tell you about software. Go do this. This is going to help your business, but no one actually gives you software. So then that's basically how Leadflow Academy was that was the inception. It's like, hey, let's attach a coaching program. Let's attach a mentorship and container along with software that actually is going to yield people results.
Yeah. And it was really cool because we're having this conversation. And I don't know if you felt this way, but it was just one of those moments where there was this flow state beginning to happen. And we were getting really excited and we were talking about this. And I've formed different business, had a lot of conversations. And I'm actually really careful now about stuff like that because a lot of people start things that they don't finish. And I've been that guy many times in my life. But it finally clicked. It was like, we have a system and we have a process that no one else is using. And we have artificial intelligence, which everyone wants to learn about. But the problem is just because you give someone a tool doesn't mean they use the tool well.
Yeah.
So what if we form this Lead Flow Academy, which we brainstormed and came up with the name, and we basically bolted the same system with AI, automation, and lead flow into business owners' businesses and trained and coached them so they could run with it. We teach them how to fish.
Mm-hmm. And I love what you just shared there too about how like we were in this kind of flow state. Like it was just so natural. There was no like tension. There was no arguing. It just kind of like happened. It was like, oh, and then the name came and like, I love that name so much. Yeah. It's so good.
So good.
And it was so natural. And I know we've said this over and over and over again, that God's breathing on this. God's hands are all over this thing. And it's been so fun and so natural for us three to partner together.
Yeah.
So that was that Friday night. Y'all had dinner.
Yeah.
Then I get this text from Cody. He's like, hey, I had dinner with Jeremy. We're going to start this business. This is what we're going to do. Monday rolls around, you come over to the condo right before you're about to literally drive to Austin.
Yeah.
You film all of your sessions for the course. I start putting together the whole branding, all the assets, everything. We build a business within like 72 hours from this idea to like actually putting it together.
And I'm speaking at an event.
And he's speaking that following Saturday.
And I'm that following Saturday is that event I got asked to speak at. And I tell Jeremy, and Jeremy's so funny. Jeremy's like, we were talking about this last night. You're like, we never would have launched this business had you not pushed us like at the speed that we did.
If it were up to me, we wouldn't have launched yet, probably.
Yeah, we'd still be in like.
So I get these guys together. Building. I'm like, no, I'm speaking Saturday and the product needs to be ready.
Yeah.
And I was working a retreat that weekend. So I'm like, I'm missing out. That the first 2 weeks I was like gone for like 7 of the days. So I'm over here like, oh my gosh, this is not a good start for me. But like, you were all in. We started like we had our first class on July 3rd, that Monday.
Dude, so guys, like we come up with this idea and then the next week we record all of the modules for the entire course. We build the entire business, the entire brand. Esther gets the presentation done. On Saturday, I go speak on stage in front of, which I'm told now there was over 300 people there. I think around when I spoke, there maybe was 150 to 200. And all of a sudden we got 40 applications for Leadful Academy from that event.
Within 2 weeks of starting a business.
Yeah.
Most people would like dream to have that. Like such a blessing. That
it's wild.
Thank you for building that presentation, because that's a really good presentation.
Yeah.
And now what's cool is if you fast forward, I've spoken on 3 other stages giving that same talk. And now we've done, I don't know, 6, 7 webinars, something like that, that we've done online weekly trainings with the same. We've just continued to add to it and refine it and make it better. But what I think is really cool about this is God's hands on Leadflow Academy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We all know that. We
all
feel
knew it.
But here's the thing. Everyone listening to this podcast, you're getting to hear an accumulation of backstory. And we only went so deep because we only have so much time today. I told Jeremy even last night, I'm like, bro, I've been working towards this my entire life. Everything I've learned in coaching and public speaking and digital marketing and everything that I've ever done has led up to this moment. Everything you went through, everything you learned in that experience and working for Tony Robbins and Dean Graziosi and learning sales and product development, offers, everything that Esther has gone through and developing you in business and with me on this journey and your creative side and everything that you bring to the table created this very unique synergy and convergence where we were able with excellence to launch a company that is now almost generating $100,000 a month, which we will pass in the next 30 days.
Come on.
Because of God's hand was on it. But you take it back. I mean, there was time, $8,000 a month, losing $7,000 a month, going to God saying, God, I don't know how things are going to work out.
Yeah. I mean, a moment that really stands out to me is we went to Hawaii for your birthday back in April. Things were still really not the best during that time. But that was when, I think it was right after you had gone to the AI event and we're, you know, selling the SaaS and all of that. And we sat down to get some work done at the resort and we prayed because we always pray before on Mondays, you know, before work. And we're praying over the business and we're sitting like in this patio area. And when we're done praying, we look up and there's an older couple standing next to us. And they like, hey, we didn't want to interrupt, but we just wanted to say like, we're really amazed. And, you know, we're just like in awe of, you know, a young couple like yourself praying right now in public and, you know, praying over your business and stuff. And we just want to say, you know, thank you for that. And we see God's hand on you. And we had the most incredible conversation with them. And we tell them, you know, we're in business and stuff. And it was just a moment where we knew like, okay, we don't have a lot right now, but we have God and we're putting God first and we're seeking him first. And they were just reminding us as an older couple in business further along than us that like, hey, that's what it's all about, you know? And I just remember being like, hey, you know, this is really what our anchor is in and why we will be successful. And shortly after that, God gave you scripture, remember?
Mm-hmm.
Deuteronomy.
Mm.
What was that scripture?
I'm trying to remember. It's on the board in the office right now. Mm-hmm. But basically it talks about how God, it was when I think he was talking to Abraham, or so, and he was telling him about how he gives us the ability to produce wealth.
Mm-hmm.
The blessing of the Lord.
Yeah.
It's the blessing of the Lord that gives you the ability to create wealth for generations.
And so I was talking to Esther and I said, the word tells us that God gives us the ability to produce wealth. Wait, and then it says, as promised to your ancestors. So there was a promise made to Abraham that his lineage would flourish and prosper. And but God says he gives you the ability. God doesn't give you wealth. God gives you the ability
to create
wealth.
It's a sign of the covenant is what it says.
Yeah, a sign of the covenant.
It's a sign of the covenant. So it's actually when we tap into that ability to produce wealth, it reveals God's covenant. It is actually, we are revealing what God has already promised. So we need to do that in order to show just how good God is.
Yeah.
It's giving him glory.
And when you see someone seeking first the kingdom of God and flourishing in their life, it's a sign of the covenant and the promise that God has made to you. Mm-hmm. So it's been really cool. And I wanted to share, you know, Esther and Jeremy with you guys today and what we're creating, because since then we've gone on to create this amazing academy and it's been really cool. And I know a lot of you are listening to this and you're trying to build your business. And you're trying to get your business off the ground and you're trying to be successful. And I just want to tell you guys that behind every great business is a story of rising and falling and having to be resilient. there's a story of having to partner with the right people, surround yourself with the right team, seeking God, getting the right vision for the idea, the concept, the thing that you're going to do, and having the willingness and perseverance to push through those difficult times so you, you can see God work in those great times.
Yeah, good.
So good. And guys, you know, what? Tell them a little bit more about Leadful Academy. And Jeremy, or Tony, I know we're pressed on time. How much time do we got?
About 10 minutes.
About 10 minutes. Okay, we'll be quick. And we can cut this part out where I said that?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. You know, I would love to tell these guys a little bit more about what we're doing inside of the business and just our heart and our mission behind it.
Yeah. Jeremy, you take it away.
What kind of rift? We'll all share. Jeremy, what you know, heart, vision, tell them a little bit more about what we're doing.
Yeah, it's just something I love about what we do is like we focus on results. Right? We're not selling dreams here.
Yeah.
And there's so many of these companies, these business programs that even I've been a part of that are just like, you can't really get much out of it. Like the marketing advice, we're giving you tools that you can actually go out and implement, and there's data behind it.
Yeah.
Right.
It's not over romanticized where we're just like pitching a dream and like, oh, you can do this or this might happen, but it's like actually data driven.
Yeah. And you worked with Tony Robbins and those guys, and that's a lot of what they do is they sell you on this dream outcome because it works. It gets you to buy. But that's not what we wanted to build. Because every business owner needs a system and a process to create results in their business. Yet most of these containers sell a dream. They don't sell the system and process to create the dream.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You come in and you do what we educate you on what to do, you're going to get results.
Yeah.
And that's what it's all about. And I tell my people all the time, like, even in my sales process and when I'm teaching my people and training my people is like, don't sell the dream.
Yeah.
Don't sell a dream, because ultimately, like when it comes to business and coaching, like, you know, people are going to succeed. Some people are going to fail. It's just the nature of the business. And it's like, but when you sell results, when you teach them like, hey, if you do what we say, you will yield this, instead of saying, okay, you're going to live, you're gonna have a private jet, you're going to be in Hawaii, have like multiple homes. Like, yeah. That's no good. That's no good. So like, that's why I love what we do. We're an Integris group.
Yeah.
Like we're God-centered, like all of us, all of our employees, like we believe in transparency, and that's something that I love and I stand for.
Yeah. And it's been really cool to get to build our business, not afraid of like the world or pushback. Every AI Advantage talk I ever give, you know, typically in the beginning, I talk about how AI is never going to replace you because God created you and you're his most perfect creation. So in some ways, like our marketplace and our businesses are also our ministry. It's our opportunity to show that sign of the covenant to others. So we're even witnessing through that. There's a heartfelt posture behind that. But for me, there's also Christians, we're called to win. We're called to dominate. We're called to take territory. There is no reason you, as a Christian, shouldn't be able to use the tools and the things that you have access to take territory for the kingdom of God. And I'm so tired of Christians fighting a battle with one arm tied behind their back when truly we have the sword and we have the shield and we have the Holy Spirit and we have God and we have his anointing. So for me, there's a mission, there's a passion to equip as many Christian business owners as we can with the best tools, with the most innovative technology, systems, processes, so they can prepare their team and they can go take territory.
Yeah, so good. And I think that honestly, like the last 3 months building this business, we've had the most peace that we've ever had.
Yeah.
I mean, in all of our lives, I think, you know, and really that's the fruit of just knowing that God's hand is on it. Not to say we're not busy, not to say we're not stressed out, but we have peace because it really is, you know, led by God, and it's empowered us to serve. I mean, we were able to take a whole week off, you know, because of this business to go serve at-risk youth, you know? And so it's building the kingdom of God through the financial resources that we've been able to bring in and serve other businesses. So I have a question. Let's say there's a business out there, someone that owns a business, they're listening, they're watching this. Why would they need Leadflow Academy? Maybe like walk them through what results they need that we offer.
Yeah, yeah. I'll hit on this and then Jeremy, toss it over to you. Client acquisition is the lifeblood of every single business. A business does not exist without cash flow. So every single business, there's five levers inside of a business. At high level business coaching, you have lead generation, you have conversion, you have value of a customer, you have number of transactions, and you have margin. How many people do I get to be a prospect and consider my business? How many people do I make an offer to, and how many of them buy? what is that value of a customer worth to my company? How many times did they do business with my company? And what is our profitability on that transaction with that person? A very high level business. The number one thing that every single business struggles with in the world is lead gen, which we call lead flow, because we're reinventing the wheel because we're cool like that. And we basically have created where when you have a business, you have a top of funnel. So in the top of the funnel is, how do I get people that never knew about my company to be even aware of what we're doing, and inside of our ecosystem where we capture their contact information so we can move them to the middle of funnel where we can nurture them. We can have touch points. We can text them. We can email them. We can DM them to then get to the opportunity where this is how you make money. You guys want some gold right now? Make more offers, make better offers, make offers to more people at once. If you make more offers, you're gonna have more opportunities for people to buy your product and service. The number one reason businesses don't exist in America, I used to think it was because they don't know you exist. And I used to travel and I speak on stage teaching about branding and content. Yeah. That's wrong. The number one reason people don't buy from you is because you haven't asked them to buy from you. So what we have built is a unique system with artificial intelligence, which is nothing more than a tool that is just a really cool tool that's even better and more optimized and has deep learning combined with automation. Every business should be automating as much of this as they can, even their follow-up and their touch points, with lead flow, which is our own software, where we've actually been able to lead flow through the social media DMs, the number one place to connect and have a conversation with people, taking somebody that never knew about your business from conversation to conversion, from conversation to client. And the best part is you don't have to spend thousands of dollars on paid ads. We get people over 1,500 organic leads a month with $0 in paid ads, $0 in management fees. And it's a system that their team can run, their employees can run. They don't need to hire an agency and pay thousands of dollars to do it. But then there's even more inside of the academy. There's the coaching and there's the education. And Jeremy, tell them more beyond just the system, the process, the tools, the AI. Why did we build the academy? Why did I partner with you? Why did we bring that extra element?
Yeah, it's like I always say, the big thing I like to highlight is the community aspect. It's so big. It's so big because like you see somebody else in the container, you're like, oh, this guy's got skin in the game too. So let's go win together. We can learn from one another. Yeah. So I love that. And I wanted to touch on something really quickly is that you've used this software.
Oh, yeah.
We've been crushing it. That's all we sell is
everything that we do.
We have a philosophy. I will not sell anything I haven't used first.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then that's what's so big about this. There's no smoke and mirrors going on here. We do what we say. Mm-hmm. And so when you see us being successful, that's an encouragement for you. It's like, oh, I could do it too. Mm-hmm. Kind of like one of our students said the other day, right? It's like, oh, I see people coming in every single week. It's like, oh, this is amazing. That means that this is available for me as well. Yeah. So we wanted to, again, be alongside of you while you implement, because software can be a challenge, right?
Yeah.
So we wanted to be alongside you when you do this, because AI is not going anywhere. It's only going to keep expanding. And you and I, us three, we're adapters. So when we learn something, you're going to learn something new. So we wanted to be alongside you throughout the journey, because ultimately we're here to, we want you to be successful. We want you to win.
Yeah.
Right. And why do businesses exist? Right. It's ultimately to solve a problem and to make money.
Yeah.
Right. And that's what we want to help you to do.
Yeah, that's so good, guys. And I just want to end on this because I know time is limited here. Every business needs three things to succeed. You need the right people on the bus, the right team with you. Every business has good people they can delegate things to, because you can't wear every hat and you can't go the distance on your own. If you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. You need people. The other thing is you need the right systems. Every business will rise and fall to the level of its systems. The third thing is you need the right tools. You got to have the right people. You got to have the right systems and processes, and you got to have the right tools. When you have those three things figured out, you can grow and scale a company quite well. One thing hit the scene that changed everything and enhanced all three of those: artificial intelligence. AI makes your people more productive. AI makes your systems even better. And AI produces better tools for your people and your systems to use to create better results for your clients and more profitability for your company. So if you're not evolving your business right now, if you're not leveraging the new tools, the new AI with your people and your systems, then you're going to get left behind, because there are companies in your niche, in your industry, that are doing that. The problem is there's all these people coming out here saying they're AI experts. We're not AI experts.
Yeah.
I tell people that all the time. It's too new for anybody to be an AI expert. We're innovators. We're early adopters. We're people that see what's coming, see the change. We're diving into it. We're learning how to use it. We're implementing it. We have our own software. And then we're going to other business owners, say, stop going on the rabbit hole. Stop getting lost in all this and getting confused. Here's a system you can plug into your business today to get this result.
Yep. Mm, I love that. I was hoping you would touch on the innovation adoption lifecycle.
Oh, should I go there? I know I got to go quick. All right, so I'll tell you guys this. There's an innovation adoption lifecycle, which is a bell curve, which tells us historically about innovation. 2.5% of you listening to this podcast right now, you will be innovators. You will see AI, you will see technology, you will see automation, you will innovate, you will figure it out, you'll be first to market inside of your industry, and you'll make millions of dollars because you're first to market with innovative solutions that your competitors took too long to innovate. You'll be like Netflix, who put Blockbuster out of business. 13.5% of you will be early adopters. You didn't innovate, but you early adopted what the innovators were doing, and you got on board with it, and you began to adopt it, and you're going to have massive results and success inside of your business. Everyone else after that, they're the early majority, the late majority, and the laggards, you're late to the party. Laggards, you've waited too long. You're trying to keep up, and by then, it's too late. Everyone else in your industry has began to do it. So big thing that we always say inside of our company is be an innovator. Don't be a Larry the laggard.
you fired him up. You got him started. We're trying to land the plane. Look what you did.
I'm not apologizing.
Tony's got to go get his daughter, and we're over here just talking.
Oh, man. Well, this has been good. I think that, you know, people, I've been wanting to share this story for so long because, first of all, like, you're the face and voice of LeadFlow Academy. We don't even share as much on social media that we're even doing in the business. I mean, it really is remarkable, but this really is the family, the core team, you know, and this is the heartbeat behind us serving these business owners is really just, we want to see people win.
Yeah. And that's what I care about. I believe that there will never be another you in the world. I talk about it all the time. I wear a bracelet every day that says there will never be another you. God made you perfect just the way you are. He gave you gifts, talents, ideas, dreams, and passions that you were meant to steward, that you were meant to multiply and build your life upon. And what's cool about every company I've ever created, every team I've ever built, everything we've ever done is to fuel that mission. Mm-hmm. We're just trying to help empower business owners to be innovative in their industry, to enhance the gifts, the talents, the ideas, the dreams, the passions that God has given you inside of your life. And we thought it'd be really cool today. We had this slot in the podcasting to have our team come on and share with you guys a little more about like who we are and what we do behind the scenes. It's tough sometimes, guys. Like, I have two companies and I have the podcast and I just want to do it to serve you. And I also am big in ministry, and it's hard sometimes to share my life because I'm like, there's so many different elements of my life I want to share. And I wanted to be able to have an opportunity to share our team, what we do, who we are, our backstory, and also show you guys that people making $100,000 a month, dude, they go through the same ish you go through. And they've been through the same up and downs. And you never know, maybe 6 months before that, they were making $8,000 a month and losing $7,000 a month. I'm a living testimony of that. So for me, it doesn't impress the numbers that people make. What impresses me is the person and their ability to keep going.
Yeah, good.
So good. Well, I think we got to end this podcast. But from the LeadFlow Academy team, we love you guys. We appreciate you guys. I'm because of these companies, I'm able to finance this podcast. I'm able to do all this content daily, our agency, LeadFlow Academy. If you guys ever want to reach out and you guys ever want to riff about, you know, whether it's content daily in our agency and your online presence and digital marketing or implementing and being an innovator in your business with AI, automation, and LeadFlow, you can always reach out to us. You can always DM us. You can always connect with us. I run a training every single week called the AI Advantage, where I give all this information away for free. You guys can hop in there. My Instagram handle, if you don't know it, is I am Cody Cottle. Shoot me a DM. Hey man, listen to the podcast. Would love to check your training out. Jeremy, what's yours?
Jeremy Trinchier. We could drop it in the show notes.
We could drop in the show notes too. And how about you, babe?
Estes.
Estes, cool. Well, hey guys, we love you. We appreciate you. Keep crushing it in the lane that God has called you to. Mm-hmm. We're going to keep sharing our story. We're going to keep being vulnerable, honest, transparent. We ain't hiding nothing here. It ain't no smoke and mirrors. We're going to share with you the journey, because I'm just declaring it right now. We will hit 7 figures quite fast in this company. Yep. Then we're coming for 8 figures, and we will document the whole journey. And we're going to give it all away to you guys so you can kind of see the journey that we've walked through to get there.
Amen.
Amen. Go make today great, guys. Boom.